So we've been talking about the housing crisis and the possible continuing of the record foreclosures if 2010 has a million foreclosures this year. But there are other trends in the housing market that might actually end up surprising you. Kim Frieswick is a contributor to this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine and also to our partner WGBH's Greater Boston TV program. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was really intrigued that the notion of buying too much of a house or the old idea of building a house that actually expands to the edge of the lot, the so-called McMansion, is experiencing something of a resurgence despite issues of green technology, the foreclosure crisis that we're going through. What have you found about the McMansion being live and well here?
Well, it definitely took a bit of a people wanting to do these sorts of projects in communities that are prone to them, and there are very specific conditions that have to exist for teardowns to be a viable way to buy real estate. But the activity did take a downturn during the recession. But what I found when I polled a variety of communities in the metropolitan Boston area is that they're definitely back on the rise, and I'm not sure whether it is excessive confidence by construction companies that are doing these projects on spec, or if it's just a segment of the population that never was really all that financially imperiled to begin with, and this is not that big of a deal for them.
You know, what's interesting, I have two questions, really. One, are architects getting better at making these McMansions? I mean, a decade or two ago, there were some real monstrosities.
Yeah, well, sadly, I'm not going to be able to report to you that design is improving massively. The article, the layout for the article features some of the local McMansions that we took a look at when we were doing the story, and they're to quote a gentleman that I spoke with, they lack architectural interest.
I see, which in the Boston area is the equivalent of an expletive, probably.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
In the neighborhoods that you took a look at, is it possible that there is an ironic sort of green dimension here in that to get the kind of land and size that people want, they would have to live farther away from the center city, raising the cost of commutes. And so, in a sense, the difficulty of commuting is encouraging people to do outrageous things on smaller lots closer to the center of town.
Well, I think that you're probably talking about a fulcrum point at some point in that conversation. We've got, on the one hand, these people that are wealthy enough that they can afford to buy $1 million property, raise the building and build a $3 million property on top of it. Commuting costs are not really factoring into the conversation for them. They could probably just take their helicopter to work if they wanted to. You know, we're talking about that stratum of society. And then people that are being forced out who, you know, are not in the teardown market, or they're just buying houses and living in those houses. And also the price points are significantly lower outside of the city. We are seeing a little bit of expansion of the teardown area because obviously over time the communities in Boston are pretty saturated. There's
right.
not a lot of vacant land in the communities that abut metropolitan Boston proper. And as those communities become saturated and become overheated in prices, obviously, the expensive stuff is slowly moving out. I heard
right,
a saying
right.
once that billionaires are the billionaires are kicking the millionaires out.
Billionaires are kicking the millionaires out. An interesting trend. It gets back to McMansions are a little bit about ego, E-G-O. Chris Frieswick, contributor to this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine, talking about the resurgence of McMansions. Surprisingly, she also contributes to our partner WGBH's Greater Boston TV program. Thanks, Chris.